You know, actually, the opposition, which is now a component of the Umma party, this is a historical political party led by Sadiq al-Mahdi. And this party is split into more than five groups. And now this group is led by Sadiq al-Mahdi, who was the former president of Sudan after the year 1986 up to 1989. When Omar al-Bashir took power. Also another communist party, also it's a small party, and also other small groups. During the last election, we have discovered that all these groups, they don't have any weight, and they failed in the election. And now, before the election also, they formed a united group to oppose the government, and they called also at that time for national government, and the government rejected their request, their call, and started the election, and the NCP won the election after that. And now actually they say that if this opposition which is called the opposition group, which is, as I told you, that a compound or a mixture of so many political parties, small political parties. They say that if the referendum result comes secession for the South, then the government should form a national government that will consist all the political parties. And they say if this call having no response by the government, by NCP, then they will actually use the civilians, and they will actually rise up. They call it a rise up, civilian rise up by peaceful means to topple off the government. And this is what they say. Either the government and NCP, as they, actually they mean NCP, the ruling party, either to give a response to their call for forming a national government, this is in case of secession, or they will have another option to insist to take off or to topple off the government by civilian rise, or by civil rise, as they call it, intifada. Intifada, that means the people will move against the government in demonstrations, and after that the government will have no option except to surrender and to give hands for the opposition, and then another revolution, the civilian revolution, will succeed to take off or to topple off the NCP.
So what is the National Congress Party's reaction to this ultimatum coming from the opposition coalition group?
Yes, actually, our opinion that this group, this opposition group, or what so-called opposition group, they have no weight. They have no actually any support from our people in Sudan. And you know, the majority of people now, when hearing this news, they are actually. This is a joke, it's a joke, because actually all these groups they don't have any way, and I don't think that they will be in a position to do anything for the government, because the government, as you know, that is elected by the people of Sudan in a legal election, and the chance was given to all these groups to compete in the election, but. Some of them, they participate in the election, but they got no votes. And some of them, when they felt that they will be defeated, they withdrawn themselves from the competition of the election. And I don't think that the government will give response to any of the options. Because it is actually just a political pressure, which is they are now depending on only political pressure, and I don't think that this call will affect the performance of our government. And also, I don't think that even if the result of referendum is secession, this call will have any impact on our people to divert their will towards this opposition, because the majority of those groups have been already, for example, Sadiq al-Mahdi, when he was the president, the people, they discovered his failure and he failed to tackle all the issues of the country, whether economical or social or political. And during the time of Sadiq al-Mahdi, who is now leading this opposition, there were a lot of crises, economical crises, political crises, and food crises. And that is why I think that Sadiq al-Mahdi only he wants to bring the history again, which cannot be. I mean, I don't think that our people will go backwards again after already they are now clearly they know clearly what is Asadi, who is Asadi al-Mahdi, what can he fail?
Well, Doc, so why do you think these political groups are putting this pressure on the government? Because they are saying that the NCP usually do not abide by promises it usually makes, either to the SPLM or to ordinary Sudanese, and that is why they are making such an ultimatum. What do you say to that?
Yes, I think that now this position, actually, before the election, they have allied with the SPLM, and they make one allied forces to press the government, and so as to compete all together in the election against the NCP. But when they discover this, they discover that this allied groups will not, even if they go and with the support of SPLM, they will not able to succeed in the election. Then the SPLM actually at that time wanted to use them also against NCP, as you know that there were a lot of differences about the CPA implementation, and SPLM politically they wanted to use these groups to press the NCP to give more incentives and to give more areas for SPLM. But SPLM and this group also they failed. They failed to press the NCP before the election or after the election. Now, I think that this opposition group, they want also to say that this secession is the responsibility of NCP. And this is a historical, a failure, because Sudan is united since independence up to now, and the only cause of secession is the performance of NCP. They forgot that NCP already signed a CPA with SPLM, and in CPA there is an item of self-determination of the South, and this is actually, it is a democratic principle that to give the people the right to say yes for unity or yes for secession. And that is why I think opposition now won't exploit these circumstances to show the people that the only factor that made the result of referendum secession is the NCP. Because NCP has given this option to SPLM in the CPA that signed on the year 2005. They didn't put into consideration that they run to Juba and they made an allied political group against NCP before the election. And they were supporting SLM, and they were the main factor of encouraging SLM for secession. And they know that there is a clear item in CPA which is obligating the NCP and SPLM to work together to make unity attractive and to achieve unity. All this they didn't take care about, but only they want to exploit this result, that the session will be the result of the referendum, and to show the people that they are innocent and they are working for the interests of the people of Sudan. And NCP is a political party who created this session.
First Vice President Salva Kiir Mayardit praised President Bashir for signing the CPA with the SPLM. What is your reaction to that?
Yes, actually, the CPA actually is having a very good and very excellent objective, because, CPA succeeded to stop the war between North and South. And also, CPA objectives, the main objective for CPA is to achieve the peaceful coexistence between North and South, and to preserve the historical relationship between South and North, and also to respect also the intermingling and the customs that we share with the South. And all these, I think that are objectives which can find a lot of support, not from Salva Kiir, but from the people of Sudan. But unfortunately, Salva Kiir and SPLM, they didn't fulfill their promises, and they intentionally only depend on CPA from the very beginning, not to achieve these honorable and excellent objectives. They have undermined and jeopardized the CPA from the very beginning. And they didn't consider CPA as a CPA not only to stop war, but to achieve so many other objectives like peaceful coexistence, like good relationship, like the commitment of SPLM to work for unity with NCP, because now it is very clear to our people that SPLM now is supporting secession, which is against what is committed by NCP and SPLM in CPA. I think that Salva Kiir is praising because President Omar al-Bashir signed with him CPA, and Salva Kiir, instead of implementing CPA, they put in their inner mind from the very beginning that this is not a CPA for unity, but it is a CPA for secession.